The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I'm joined by our own Simon Tierney, who has a piece in the Journal today. You may or may not have gotten around to reading yet, but I suggest you do read it because it is to do with this audience before the Pope, Pope Francis tomorrow. And amongst the audience, some of the world's best known comedians. Jimmy Fallon will be there, I understand. Stephen Colbert, Whoopi Goldberg. And amongst the crowd, Tommy Tiernan, Ardal O'Hanlon and Patrick Keelty. And Simon, you are unhappy about this. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think we've travelled a long way since the early 90s when another eminent figure from the world of Irish entertainment famously tore up an image of a previous pope on live television, taking a very strong stance. I think what the Vatican is trying to do tomorrow with this comedy symposium is to try and burnish its image, to try and clean its image by using celebrities, let's be honest, from the world of entertainment. I think this is absurd. I mean, the Catholic Church, for me and for many people, is an organization that's carried out or facilitated crimes in this country and others over many decades. So I don't understand why anyone would want to participate in an attempt to offer that organization validation.
But there's what, 1.4 billion Catholics in the world? There's many, many Catholics in this country. Maybe this is just their attendance and is an expression of their Catholic faith.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't
know. And I mean, if you're an actual Catholic, as opposed to just people who tick the box in the census,
sure,
like lots of people do, then you believe that Pope Francis is the successor to St. Peter.
Yeah, but also Pope Francis is also the head of an organisation which acts with impunity. We don't hold that organization to the same level of account as we do other organizations. Like, let's take one line from what the spokesperson for the Vatican, how they described tomorrow's event. They said that the meeting between Pope Francis and the world's comedians aims to celebrate the beauty of human diversity. I mean, this is laughable. The beauty of human diversity.
We even saw
the relationship between the Catholic Church and the beauty of human diversity here in our own capital city last night when a church on Westland Row, St. Andrew's Church, decided to get rid of part of their schedule, which was going to feature the Dublin Men's Gay Chorus, the Dublin Gay Men's Chorus, my apologies, because they said that they were not compatible with our mission as a Roman Catholic parish church. So the church as an organisation is constantly, actively marginalising certain groups, not just gay people, but also women. This is an organisation where you can't achieve any level of prominence as a woman. If we held the Catholic Church to the same degree of account as we do a private company, then would we give these comedians who are attending this event tomorrow a free pass? I don't think we would.
But, I mean, can your argument not then be applied to anybody who attends services, Catholic services, up and down this country every week?
So these three guys who are going from Ireland, and of course all these other, you know, Whoopi Goldberg and Stephen Colbert and all the rest of them, I don't want to judge them on their own personal reasons for going if they're attending as private citizens. But when you're a figure in public life, you have an opportunity, I think, to take a stance against an organization which has caused a huge amount of suffering in their own country. Like, if you look at other examples of this, not just Sinead O'Connor, but famously Declan O'Rourke back in 2018, when the Pope visited here for the Phoenix Park event. Now, he was asked to perform in front of the Pope in the Phoenix Park, but he decided not to because he said that the church had caused a lot of suffering for a lot of people and he didn't feel comfortable doing that. And he's a public figure and he decided to take a stance.
But I think he also said, did he not, that Catholic, I don't know, was he a Catholic? Is he a Catholic? I don't think he describes himself as an active Catholic. And it might be the case that these three individuals do see that. I don't have a clue. I've never heard them talk about their faith, that they do profess to be Catholics. And this is just, again, this is just an expression of their faith. It's no different from them going to Mass. I mean, if Tommy Tiernan was going to his local Catholic church every Sunday, again, would you expect him to use his public platform to hold a protest outside that church?
Sure, but this is, you're talking about Tommy Tiernan, who has made a career out of often lampooning the Catholic Church. It features so much in his often brilliant comedy. But we talk about a separation of church and state. I think there should also be a separation of church and art. And comedy is an art. And the Catholic Church is an entity which needs to be, like any public entity, satirized. But if the comedians are in bed with the objects of satire, then who's going to do the satirizing?
Okay, so I just want to get this straight. I mean, you would be less critical, would you, if any of these individuals just happened to go along on their own dime, in their own time, to the Vatican as a private citizen for an audience with the Pope?
But this is different.
No, that's my point. Like, yeah, as in, you would exactly. have less of an issue with that. That's
exactly, but they're joining together and they're participating in a comedy symposium. And I see themselves as being... They're allowing themselves to be pawns in the comedy washing of the Catholic Church. Like, this event is being organized by the Vatican Dicastery for Communications. These are the spin doctors of the Vatican. So, like, are we going to allow ourselves to be hoodwinked tomorrow when there's photographs of these, you know, Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon or whoever shaking hands with the Pope and everyone's laughing and having a great time? I don't think it's time to add a laughter track to the crimes of the Catholic Church. People up and down this country, let's not forget, the Ryan Report was only published 15 years ago. This is very, there's a lot of anger that's still very fresh in people's memory.
What about the argument that people will make that, you know, it doesn't have to be one or the other, that you can celebrate your Catholic faith and the work that the church does in the world without forgetting those awful atrocities carried out in the name of the church by priests? And that maybe that's what they're going to do tomorrow, that they're not thumbing their nose at the Ryan Report or the Ferns Report or anything else.
No, and I'm sure they're not. But God, it doesn't look great, does it?
No, maybe that's the best way to boil it all down. It doesn't look great. The Catholic Church has been a facilitator of child abuse all over the world. It should be banned, says one listener. Joe says, I'm totally with Simon. So disappointing to see the guys going to Rome and so supporting an organisation that has committed many crimes and where women have no place. Tommy has spoken on his TV show about refinding his faith and attending the church again, says somebody else, I guess in response to my point about not knowing what his faith is. While acknowledging the pain, this is somebody else, and hurt caused by the Catholic Church and elsewhere, they also do a lot of good. For me, it's a source of comfort and community. I think it's great Pope Francis is looking for new perspectives. I guess the other argument that some might make is that they could go in there and maybe they won't be all kind of snapping backs and having a laugh. Maybe they'll go in there and they'll raise issues about the Ryan Report and Ferns and everywhere else.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point and we can't preempt that. And that's why I'm saying I can't speak for what their personal motivations are in attending this event. What I'm speaking to more is this event and the way it's been organised and curated by the Vatican. You know, they could bring up these things when they're in this audience with the Pope. I don't know what sort of space there would be to do that. But like, I would like take the recommendations of the Ryan Report that €350 million worth of compensation be paid out to the victims of abuse in this country by Catholic organizations. How much of that has been paid and how much is still to be paid? These are unresolved issues in our own country that are the responsibility of Catholic organizations of whom Pope Francis is the head. So he's the man in charge and he's the one that should be held to account.
Simon Tierney, News Talk reporter, producer, researcher. Simon, thank you very, very much for joining us. Like I say, Simon's piece on thejournal.ie. If you haven't read it, do so now.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.